It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. By the way, join us during the week, Fox Business, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. If you can't make it at 4, just text your favorite 9-year-old and she'll show you how to DVR the show. Here on radio, you can get us on the internet, live stream us on the net. LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com, playing all around the country, around the world, throughout the solar system, and the Milky Way. All right, war and stocks, I guess. War and interest rates, I guess. War and oil prices, I guess. We've got Jack Baruzin, chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group. We got Mike Ozanian, assistant managing editor of Forbes Media, and co-host of Forbes Sports Money TV show. That one plays on the YES Network. Gentlemen, welcome back. I don't know, Mike Ozanian, a little bump up in oil, maybe $5, but it's, let's see, West Texas crude, I'll call it $88. Brent crude, I'll call it $91. What are you guys thinking? You guys have both been around. I think you'll go back to the Yom Kippur War, the Arab oil embargo. It doesn't look like that right now, but who knows? Lots of conflagrations in the Middle East. The Saudis versus the Iranians. Iranians are going to wind up producing more oil than the United States, the way Joe Biden's going. That was a joke. But in any case, I'll start with Mike Ozanian. What does this war mean for financial markets?
I think oil's going to go significantly higher, Larry. Mm-hmm. I think interest rates are going to go higher. And perhaps I'm overly optimistic in the sense that I think at some point, and part of the reason is at some point, I think the Biden administration is going to wake up and, if not fully, at least slowly and start moving towards the Trump policy with sanctions against Iran and oil. And I think that that's going to, at least in the short run, boost up prices because our domestic ability to produce energy has been hampered so much by the Biden administration. We're no longer energy independent as we were under President Trump. So to me, that spells higher oil prices. And while inflation has not been increasing at the rate it was a year or so ago, it's still very high. And the bond market, the long bond market, while it's retreated a little bit up until a few days ago, is still high. So I think that interest rates are going to stay high. I think oil prices are moving higher.
You know, it's so interesting. The Bidens so far, fellas, are in complete denial or lying about the sanctions, and particularly the oil sanctions, but you could add banking sanctions and business. They have relaxed the sanctions. The data show that clearly. They've got $70 billion or more in foreign exchange reserves. They had next to nothing 3 years ago. And the oil's gone from about 400,000 barrels to 3.5 to 4 million barrels. I don't know what that's worth. It's $60, $70, $80 billion. They're in denial about that, Jack Baruzin. Now, the question is, maybe Mike is going to be right, and they'll come around. But, you know, part of the strategy, part of the Biden strategy, besides wanting to make a nuclear deal with Iran, which in my humble opinion is sheer insanity, I mean, since they want to clamp down with the Green New Deal, they want to clamp down on drilling at home, I think they're perfectly happy to have Iran produce more, even though it's a rogue state, and it now threatens Israel through Hamas. So, Mr. Baruzin, what do you think about this?
Well, here's a little dirty secret, Larry. You know, I think that the Biden people are also lying to their own people, all right? You know, we are quietly producing more oil than we have ever done before. You know, the question is, how much are we exporting? But that's one thing to keep in mind. This is not 1973 anymore. Shale back then was only a dream, right? Now we can actually take what we're producing. The only problem is that a lot of the refineries are set for sweet, and we produce sour. So the real question is, how do we convert these things and how do we make a matchup? But as far as positioning ourselves for national security reasons, I think that the Biden administration has been lying to their own people. All right? I've got a feeling that there's a lot more oil out there than we think. And you can see some of the stuff that's happening. It's what we would consider to be off plats. All right? The plats is where you'd see the reporting of the actual transaction. Anything the Russians are doing or the Iranians are doing is off plats. We don't see it. So at any given time, those transactions could be, you know, maybe 50% discount to what we actually see Brent or WTI trading at. Now, having said that, all right, remember, we have seen oil going up, and this is happening with the dollar going higher. So imagine the impact to the European markets. It's one of the reasons why Europe has been getting hit so bad. So I do think that there is a lot happening there. I don't think this is 1973 unless we see it start and there's a contagion in the Middle East. Look, you know, Iran is the wild card. If we see Hezbollah come in from the north, and I was just there, Larry. My wife and I just got back from Israel a week before the hostilities. We did our pilgrimage, did all the holy sites. I went to the Armenian quarter, Mike. So I had to go see the monastery of St. James where my parents were raised. But more importantly, you know, you see a country that was ready. You know, honestly, if they are mobilized, they are ready. That country is set for survival. All right. And they are going to do whatever is necessary to survive. So having said all of that, I don't think the impact of the war is going to be nearly as great as it was in 73 or in 67 to the economies. But I think we have to watch out for it.
Well, that's the thing. How do you play that? Do you get defensive? I mean, bond rates, it's interesting to me. Let's go to the bond market. Bond rates fell last week. They fell about 20 basis points. So the 10-year retreated to 460, 461, whatever. I thought it was going to 5, but it's retreated. Is that going to be temporary, Mike Ozanian?
I do. I do think it's going to be temporary. I just think that, number one, the amount of government spending is incredibly high. And while Jack's point about the dollar, of course, is right on, the strength of the dollar certainly has gotten stronger relative to other currencies. But in terms of it actually being strong, I don't think you could have a truly strong dollar when you have high commodity prices. And in a relative sense, compared to where they were a few years ago, they're much higher. Commodities are still priced high, especially relative to the strength of the economy. So, I'll just keep this real simple. I'm a guy, keep it simple, stupid, the old sports thing, right? A strong president gives you a strong dollar. A weak president gives you a weak dollar, ultimately. So I think we have a weak president. I think we're going to have a weak dollar relative to pricing. In other words, I'm talking about consumers actually buying goods here in this country. And I think that inflation is going to be persistently high.
Well, that's right. I mean, Jack, inflation numbers came in this week. They were high. I mean, they're not going back to 9 or 10, but they're holding. They're very sticky at 3, 4, 5.
Larry, if it wasn't for what happened last week in Israel, chances are we would see the bond market getting hit again this past week. The only reason it stopped is because there was a flight to quality. There was fear in the air. Whenever there's any indecision at all financially, what you do is, you know, you, as a portfolio manager, you run to the bond market. But the reality is, if you look at a chart, remember, we have seen that the move in that 10-year, it went from 330 in April up to what, 474.80 just a couple of weeks ago. That is a traumatic move for a 10-year bond. All right, when you look at it on a percentage scale. So what that tells me and what I said to you a few months ago on this very show is that the bond vigilantes are back. And if that's the case, this administration and even the Fed are going to have huge issues because they can't control the long end of the curve.
That's a great, great point. Great point. It just as an inflection point, guys, you know, Fitch's downgrade of the U.S. debt on August 1st, I think that was a very key moment, you know, not in the sense that we were going to default on our debt, but, you know, as Jack was pointing out, the market's going to set the bond rate, and that's that move by Fitch sent alarm bells off in the bond market.
Well, the bond market, the Fed funds futures market, they're still betting on lower rates, lower target, you know, policy target rates and lower rates. But the bond market's been wrong. The futures market's been wrong. It's been wrong for, I don't know, at least a year. They keep saying the Fed's going to ease, the Fed's going to ease. I don't know if the Fed's going to ease. The Fed might tighten some more.
Well, but remember what the bond market and the Fed fund futures market are also telling you is that if the Fed does cut, all right, it's going to be because there is a traumatic shock to the economy. And in many ways, a lot of these bond traders are thinking that far ahead. They're looking at what's happening. These are serious headwinds. You know, you've got a Fed that's tightening. You know, you've got the Inflation Reduction Act that's kind of taken hold of the economy here. And we've seen the effects. And it's one of the reasons why Fitch did what they did, Michael. I mean, we all know that.
Right.
Because we started seeing the effects of that. So, you know, all of that is starting to play into pricing the market. The Fed is going to have a real hard time. They're going to be. I used to call it landing a 747 on an aircraft carrier. I think it's going to be even more difficult than that for them to get the soft landing that they desire.
All right, take a break. Jack Baruzin, chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group, Mike Ozanian, Forbes Media, and host of Forbes Sports Money on the YES Network. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jack Baruzin, chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group, and Mike Ozanian, assistant managing editor of Forbes Media, co-host of Forbes Sports Money on the YES Network. I got a great one, guys. Paul Krugman, a favorite. The war on inflation is over. If you take the CPI, ex food, energy, shelter, and used cars, it's down to 2%. The Fed's target. How about that? You know, if you take everything out, there'll be no inflation at all. But the actual numbers did not show that. What do you guys make of that? This, you know, he's a very distinguished guy. He's a Nobel Prize for that. Fabulous stuff. Go ahead. Take a whack at it, Mike Ozanian.
I would say this to Mr. Krugman. You know, I'm looking at MasterCard, right? And I'm looking at these credit card rates. So... Mm-hmm. You're now, if you're carrying in debt on your credit card, you're now paying over 28% interest, over 28%.
Mm.
In August, just going back a couple months, it was below 23%, right? So think about that. Like, that's what I'm talking about. When I say inflation relative to how people actually live every day and not how Mr. Krugman would define it, where you don't buy anything or live in a house or anything like that. I mean, we've seen a huge, huge drop in existing home sales. You know, right now it's going to be very tough because we're now in contraction territory in bank lending. So all of these things make life a lot harder and a lot more expensive.
Yeah, I'm looking the CPI the last 3 months, 4.9% at an annual rate. That includes food and energy, which is what people buy. Last 3 months. Then if I want to play a little game, I can take services, and I'll take energy out of services. I don't know why, but that's what Jay Powell looks at. Last 3 months, 5.4% at an annual rate. And Jack Baruzin, besides that, last 3 months, wholesale prices, PPI, 7.7%. At an annual rate, 0.5 in September, 0.7 in August, 0.6 in July, 7.7% at an annual rate. Now, I would say that's moving in the wrong direction, Mr. Baruzin.
Well, and you would be absolutely right, sir. And the reality is this, you know, it's not input costs. You know, we were worried about what was happening to commodities a year ago. Well, if you look at the commodity markets now, you know, soybeans are no longer in the teens. All right, that was the big story, was beans in the teens, and we saw them going up to $15 a bushel. Well, you know, now they're back down to 12. Corn is back down to levels that were pre-pandemic. A lot of these commodities have come down to where they were before the shock. So what is really causing all this? Well, it's wages. Wages are very sticky. We're seeing all of this trade union mentality start to creep back into the wage force, and worse yet, we've got a president that's taken sides. All right, he's basically taken sides. What president has gone to a union site on behalf of strikers ever in the history of this country? All right, and yet we just saw Biden do that. So what does that tell you? He is going to be pushing for higher wages, for higher inflationary pressure. That's where it's coming from. That's the sticky part of the equation that people seem to be missing. And I think our president seems to be missing it most importantly.
Mike Ozadian, what do you do with the stock market now?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think I would play the big increase in credit card interest debt. I love MasterCard. I mean, MasterCard's earning over 22% on its assets right now. It's got a license to coin money. And as you guys know, consumer discretionary spending has actually been one of the bright spots in the economy. So you got consumers spending more, putting more on their credit card, and the credit card companies charging more. So I think that's a good play for investors. And going back to the top of this discussion about oil and so forth, you know, where I think oil is going, which is higher, is perhaps not the consensus. So some of these oil companies now are great value plays. I love Exxon. Exxon is selling for less than 9x earnings, and you get a dividend yield just under 4%. So I like Exxon as well.
Exxon bought Pioneer. What does that mean?
That means they're looking for more scale. Yep. And, you know, when you generate the amount of cash that Exxon does, you know, it gives you an advantage. And I think that's one of the things we're seeing with Pioneer.
Darren Woods, he's sticking with fossil fuels. Fascinating to me. He's making a big bet, long-run fossil fuels. Going to overturn Joe Biden's Green New Deal. That's the way I read it. I know the guy. He's an old-line oil guy. You know, Exxon will remain Exxon. I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, stocks will remain stocks. Jack Baruzin will remain Jack Baruzin. He's the chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group. And Mike Ozadian, Forbes Media and Sports Money on the YES Network. I'm Kudlow, folks. A brief break, and on the other side, Liz Peek and Steve Moore talk some money and some politics. Please stick around.